we find the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. The Torah tells us that there were certain men who were tamei and they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach in the proper time. So they complained about it. Lomani gora the bilti hakiras korban Hashem b'mod l'sof b'nei Yisrael. Why should we lose out, they said? Just because we're tamei, we can't bring the Korban Pesach. So the pasuk says Hashem agreed with them. And because of their taina, he instituted the special mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. The whole story seems very strange. If the halacha is that someone who is tamei doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, so why complain about it? What's even more remarkable is that Hashem listens to the complaint and He gives them another chance to bring the Korban Pesach. I don't understand this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be a mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, so He should have instituted it in the first place. When He gave the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon, He should have indicated that if someone is tamei, He can bring a Pesach Sheni. Why didn't Hashem wait until the Anashim Tamei come and they complain that they didn't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah, so He gives them the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni? So I think the answer is that sometimes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an opportunity for Kedusha, He wants to see our desire. He wants to see our she'ifa. How much we want it. How much we really desire it. After He sees our she'ifa, after He sees our pure intentions, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to us and He enables us to achieve new heights of Kedusha. These Anashim Tumeim very much wanted to bring the Korban Pesach. They felt bad. They had a tshuka for this mitzvah. They had a she'iva for this mitzvah. Haboli tahir nisayin also. When a person has a desire to do mitzvahs, when a person has a desire to connect himself to Kedusha, he gets the siyata d'shmaya to enable him to do so. The attitude of these Anashim Tumeim, who very much wanted to have a part of the Korban Pesach, was very similar to the attitude that Bnei Yisrael demonstrated a little bit later in the parasha. But there's a striking contrast between the two. Later in the parasha, the Torah tells us that Bnei Yisrael cried because they didn't have any meat. Mi achileinu basa, they say. Nafshenu yivesha in kol bilti el haman einenu. What do we have? We have man in the morning, man in the afternoon. That's all we eat. We can't take it anymore. We want meat. It's hard to comprehend. Chazal said that the man had whatever taste you wanted. Caviar, succulent steak, tender veal, sushi, whatever you wanted. You fill in the blank. It always looked the same, but its taste was out of this world. So how could Bnei Yisrael complain about it? What's there to complain about? The answer is that when a person is overcome with taiva, he doesn't act rationally. When a person has a desire, his desire is so great, sometimes a taiva has a power to bring a person to act unreasonably. So that once he feels this taiva and it grips him, it takes hold of him, he'll never be satisfied until he gets what he wants. Unfortunately, we're not completely immune from this feeling. Sometimes we also don't know how to be mistapek b'muat when it comes to gashmis. We're not satisfied with just having what we need. We always want more. People always seem to want the latest technological gadget that's on the market. The iPhone, the iPad, the next generation PlayStation. They want to taste every delicacy out of Kiddush, all the cakes and the fish and the pasta and the herring and the everything. Right? They want to taste everything. People want every luxury they can afford. And some that they can't even afford. That's, of course, what a credit card is for. It's not a good thing to always want more in gashmis. But for mitzvahs, there's nothing better than the desire for more. That's the message of this week's parasha. That we have to develop an appetite for mitzvahs, not for physical taivas. We have to learn to crave mitzvahs, like the Anashim Tumeim, who wanted the mitzvah of Korban Pesach so badly. We should never be satisfied with just the basics when it comes to mitzvahs. If only we developed such an attitude, who knows how much we could accomplish. Good Shabbos.